This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
On February 2nd, 2024, Carl Weathers, the man who starred alongside Sylvester Stallone in the first four installments of the Rocky movie franchise, not to mention countless other action films and comedies over the past five decades, passed away at the age of 76. His family released a statement saying, "We are deeply saddened to announce the passing of Carl Weathers. He died peacefully in his sleep on Thursday. Carl was an exceptional human being who lived an extraordinary life. Through his contributions to film, television, the arts, and sports, he has left an indelible mark and is recognized worldwide and across generations. He was a beloved brother, father, grandfather, partner, and friend." I have a strong personal connection to the Rocky franchise. The posters still adorn my walls at home, I've got bobbleheads, and the tables at my wedding were even named after characters from the movie. And the past few months have been difficult ones for fans of the franchise. Burt Young, who played Rocky's cranky, complicated, but ultimately lovable brother-in-law Paulie in the movies, passed away in October of last year. His death was mourned by diehard fans like myself, but the passing of Carl Weathers will undoubtedly be felt even more broadly. Apollo Creed is a film icon. Inspired by one of the most significant athletes of the 20th century, Muhammad Ali, the entire movie doesn't work without the brash, polished, successful, and incredibly skilled boxer serving as a foil for the bruising, down-on-his-luck, but determined puncher looking for one last shot at the title. And Weathers played the role to perfection. Standing around 6'2", with a chiseled physique and incredible athleticism, he played a handful of games for the Oakland Raiders in the early 70s, Weathers proved a convincing presence in the ring, nimbly jabbing and showing expert footwork as the hulking but awkward Stallone stalked him around the ring. But the real genius of Weathers' performance came with his voice. Weathers was a gifted trash talker, combining the vanity, charm, and quick wit that made the real Ali such a compelling figure in the lead-up to his own fights with Sonny Liston and Joe Frazier. His own ego actually helped him land the role in the first place, as Weathers later recalled in an interview around the time Michael B. Jordan reprised the Creed role as his son in the Creed spin-off movies. While auditioning with Stallone himself, Weathers said he felt a certain awkwardness and commented, quote, "I could do a lot better if you got me a real actor to work with." Stallone, the writer of the Rocky films, apparently felt the verbal jab was entirely consistent with something his character Apollo Creed would actually say and decided to give him the part. But perhaps the greatest testament to Weathers' performance is the fact that what was supposed to be a one-time villain turned into one of the most important characters in the entire franchise. Apollo would not only return for the sequel, spoiler alert, Rocky wins in that one, but he'd also star as a mentor coach after the death of Rocky's trainer Mickey in Rocky III, before being killed in the ring during an exhibition match by the fearsome Russian Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. But as large as the Apollo character loomed in his career, Weathers was no one-hit wonder. In fact, he worked closely with the other dominant action star of the 80s, starring alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger in 1987's Predator, and giving us the most famous macho handshake of the decade in the process.
Dylan! You son of a bitch.
What's the matter? The CIA got you pushing too many pencils? Huh? Had enough?
Make it easy on yourself, Dutch.
Okay.
You never did know when to quit, huh?
Damn good to see you, Dutch.
He even got to star in his own Action Jackson movie in 1988, finally breaking free of the second banana roles alongside Stallone and Schwarzenegger, and that movie has become a bit of a cult classic itself. And not content to stick with the sports and action movies, he even turned in a memorable comedic performance as Derek Chubbs Peterson in 1996, allowing him to remain cool and relevant 20 years after Rocky. And even when we'd catch up with him in the field over the past few years, Weathers always retained the charisma and charm of his early years, flashing the same cocky smile and sly wit that made him such a compelling presence on screen. He'll definitely be missed. Carl Weathers was 76 years old. I'm Derek Kaufman.
I'm Jason Beckerman.
And this is a special episode of Last Days, Carl Weathers.
Though Carl Weathers will be remembered by the public first and foremost as Apollo Creed, he had a prolific career both before and after the Rocky franchise. He had his first significant role in two blaxploitation films directed by longtime friend Arthur Marx in the mid-1970s, and then landed bit roles in a host of well-known network TV shows, including Good Times, Kung Fu, Starsky & Hutch, and Barnaby Williams. These roles put him on the radar of studio execs, which, as Derek discussed, ultimately led to him landing the role of Apollo Creed. But like so many actors who became synonymous with the famous characters, Weathers found it difficult to land roles outside of the Rocky universe. During the 10 years between Rocky I and Rocky IV, Weathers struggled to find work, really only landing the occasional bit part that did nothing to expand his brand beyond Apollo Creed. By comparison, during the same period, Sylvester Stallone starred in the World War II drama Escape to Victory, Rhinestone opposite Dolly Parton, and created and starred in two Rambo films. But Weathers' fortune changed in 1988 when he was cast as Colonel Al Dillon in Predator opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We need the best. That's why you're here.
Go on.
Simple setup. One-day operation. We pick up their trail at the chopper, run them down, grab those hostages, and bounce back across the border before anybody knows we were there.
What do you mean, we?
I'm going in with you, Dutch.
The film's success and Weathers' performance in it instantly made him a bankable action star. He scored roles in a series of action movies as the titular characters in movies like Action Jackson and Hurricane Smith. He then turned to comedy and was introduced to a whole new generation of fans as golf pro Chubbs Peterson in Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore.
Back in 1965, Sports Illustrated said I was going to be the next Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, what happened?
They wouldn't let me play on the pro tour anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Hell no. Damned alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God!
Yeah,
this is what I think differentiates Carl Weathers from the other actors from the 70s who used to be sports stars. This was a time for that. Bubba Hightower Smith, you remember him? He played some football. He was in the Police Academy movies. You had guys like Jim Brown who tried to, you know, transition from a football career into an acting career. And they all had fits and starts. Carl Weathers was a really talented guy.
He was.
He had a great voice. He could even sing, as you'll see in parts of Happy Gilmore. And he was just a magnetic film presence. He was very, very good looking. His body was sort of perfectly chiseled. And he was credible in the acting performances. And so he was able to sort of stick with it, even though the world really recognized and associated him exclusively with Apollo Creed. He was able to break out of that.
Let's take a quick ad break, and we'll be back after this.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
As Apollo Creed, he was not just a sort of a big guy. He was very athletic, filling a role. He was fantastic. He out-acted Stallone at every turn through every one of those movies. It's not...
No, look, I love Sylvester Stallone, but I think Carl Weathers is a more gifted actor in a lot of ways.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, it was unfortunate for him that he was so typecast as Apollo Creed for so long. And it took Schwarzenegger and Predator to pull him out of that. Now, he sort of plays the same role, right? He sort of plays the Apollo Creed role. He's big. He's an army, you know, he's a colonel.
He's got charisma and wit and sort of a sly wink at the audience.
All that stuff. His death scene in that movie, by the way, I don't know if you've seen it in a long time, but it takes a lot out of you to watch it. But it's the first time I think he was recognized because his character wasn't as indelible as Apollo Creed. He was recognized for being as talented as he was. You think it's Action Jackson. I looked it up. That was a movie made on a $6 million budget that made $70 million at the box office.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
It was a huge hit. And then, as an older man, he gets the Adam Sandler role, which really does introduce him to a whole new generation. That's what we saw going forward. He's then in Arrested Development about a decade later. He then is obviously finishes up his career as, in The Mandalorian, and that was another huge step forward for him.
Absolutely. So now, if you think about it, he's touched some of the biggest pop culture franchises in history. Rocky, obviously, is number one on the list. Predator is a huge franchise unto itself. And to touch the Star Wars world makes him relevant for across these five decades. What's fascinating to me about the Apollo Creed role is how much depth he put into that character. The movie was obviously written by Sylvester Stallone to be a vehicle for his
Rocky.
Pursuit of
yes,
stardom.
That's right.
But the enduring part of the movie now are the Creed franchises, which have spun off Michael B. Jordan, and that's part and parcel due to what Carl Weathers put into the Creed character. That's why you're able to make an entire franchise about the villain from the first Rocky movie is because Carl Weathers imbued that performance with such meaning.
When you first started here, what's been 10 years ago now?
Yeah, more, almost 10 11.
Years ago, we first bonded over watching the scene from Rocky II together where Duke tells Apollo that he can't beat Rocky, that he's all wrong for him. And that scene, I'm telling you, for those who haven't seen it in a long time, go back and watch it. It is subtle. It is really fantastic. You see so much about who the human beings are in that moment. Credit goes to Sly, who wrote the film. But Carl Weathers, sorry, really turned in a phenomenal performance.
We watch that probably once a year because it's a great scene. It's obviously well acted. But when Carl Weathers stands up and literally looks over Duke and says, I want the fight anyway, after Duke tells him he's no good for you, this guy's dangerous in the ring, that's acting. It's capital A acting, and not many performers can pull that off, and Carl Weathers did it beautifully.
Just one more point about the fact he's something different for every generation. Before we came on today, I texted my 14-year-old, and I said, Carl Weathers died. Do you know who that is? And she said, yes, he is a Greef Karga from The Mandalorian.
Wow.
So, which I probably pains you a little bit, but good for him for continuing to land roles. I mean, his last 20 years since Predator, what's been 30 years since Predator?
Yeah.
Is full. He never stopped working. Television, movies. He really did have a phenomenal late life career.
Yeah, it's a big, big loss. And you know, there's a poignant moment near the end of Happy Gilmore where Adam Sandler's character needs to make a critical shot and he needs to go to his happy place. I don't know if you remember this from the
movie.
He has to clear his mind and focus. And at that point in the movie, Carl Weathers' character has died. So Happy imagines him in heaven playing the piano. It's a funny scene in context. It fits with the strange, absurdist sensibilities of Adam Sandler in that movie. But I always thought Weathers played the part perfectly sincerely. He sings a perfect rendition of The Carpenters, We've Only Just Begun. And I really wanted to use that clip to let Carl have the final word.
Shut up, Happy. Don't feel bad about me. I got my hand back, see? We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're